Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're going to continue this topic. We ended yesterday on a wonderful point, knowing what to do and not doing it does not bring forth results.
That's right.
Just because we know something doesn't mean that we benefit from it. We have to be able to do it. You can know all the nutrition plans. You can know where every gym is in Brevard County.
Come on.
You could analyze how to do every workout there is to do. But if you do not do it, it is of no benefit to you until you do it. So we are in the Good Samaritan, the teaching of Jesus, in response to a question that a certain lawyer asked him. Yes. So in Luke chapter 10, verse 25, it tells us, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested Jesus, saying, 'Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'" So the certain lawyer is asking Jesus this question, a particular question, because he wants a certain outcome.
Yes.
He wants to know, how shall I inherit eternal life? What shall I do?
Yeah.
So Jesus said, well, tell me, what's written of it? What's your reading of it? So this is an attorney. So his background is to study law, to study what's happened in the past, to study what is written and to be able to defend it. So he reads, or he answered. Doesn't say he even read it. So he answered. So he knew it. He recited it to Jesus. He just answered and he says it. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." So Jesus says, you know, good. You answered rightly. Do this and you will live. Then the man says, well, hold on a second. He's trying to justify himself. Who is my neighbor? So Jesus gives an illustrative teaching here. It gives him an example of the reaction of three different people to a man who was beat up, who was robbed, and who was left for dead on the side of the road. So yesterday, Monday's teaching, we were focusing on the certain priest, what he did. He comes, he sees from afar, uh-oh, there's something going on over there, and I do not want to get involved. So he decides to pass on the other side. He doesn't approach. He just sees from afar, and he says, ooh, I don't want to get involved with that. I got my own stuff going on. I don't have the time for that. I do not want to get involved in that.
Yeah.
And so many times we find ourselves in that same situation. We're hoping that the next person who drives by is going to
full stop. That's right.
Because we got somewhere we got to go.
Yeah. You're just sad because I'm sad. We're so human in here. You know, because somebody coming down the road will stop. But right now, I'm not doing it.
But if it's ourself, we really, really, really just want anybody to stop, please.
That's right.
If we're in trouble.
We're in trouble. So, and this priest, he's busy, you know, and he sum up the situation quickly. And I like the Bible says, from a distance, he didn't even pull up close. Because peradventure, if he pull up close, Diane and Emily, he would have to stop.
Then people would see.
See, yeah.
I see that he got close.
Close. So he didn't get close.
He can't say, well, I didn't see. I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good
because
teaching.
There would have been an expectation that if the priest came close, that he would have been able to bring a resolution
do
to
something.
What was going on. The people would have had an expectation. So he just act like, well, he didn't see it.
Yeah. How many times we act like we don't see something? Let's keep our head straight. Isn't that human? Yeah. It's the truth. We just keep our head straight, you know. So you can't blame me. I didn't see.
So now today we're going to focus on the second man who walks by, and he's a Levite. That likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side.
Yeah.
So he did something a little different.
He looked. He came and looked.
He came. There. He got a little closer.
Yeah.
He analyzed the situation to a greater degree. And he said,
This is not for me. This is too big. This one is not for me. So he move on the other side. Mm-hmm.
And then in verse 33, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he comes now to exactly where the man was.
Yes.
And he looks at him, and when he looks at him, he had compassion. So he was moved by the compassion. Maybe the Levite said, well, that guy needs a doctor, and I'm not a doctor. So he just crossed off on the other side. But the Samaritan, he looked, and because of the compassion, he accessed his own resources to help at the level that he could help. Because verse 34 says, so he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. So he had access to oil and wine. And then it says he sat him on his own animal. So he had access to the animal as a means of transportation. He brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day, then he departed. He took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So he had resources. He knew where the inn was. He had a relationship with the innkeeper, because how many innkeepers are just going to let you drop some guy off who's all busted up? And just trust that you'll pay them in the future.
Right.
So he had relationships. This man, he had a network. You know, he didn't do surgery on the guy. That's not at his level.
Yes.
But at his level was he could bandage him. He could pour the oil and the wine on him.
Yes.
He could provide the transportation. He had the transportation. He could provide the stay at the inn.
Yes.
So he was operating in his level of resource. Sometimes we think, oh, well, we can't get involved because we just, you know, we would need this, that, and the other. Well, what level can you get involved at? This was the level he was able, based off of the resources and the knowledge that he had, but it was initially stirred up by his compassion.
Yes.
So instead of being selfish with his resources, his network, what he had, he decided that he was going to operate in compassion.
And that's right. And Monday, we says knowing what to do, but fail to do it. And we're going to look why we fail to do it when we know what to do. There's a reason why we don't do it. And that brings us to point number two. The road of life has a road. We're all traveling on that road. All of us. And I call it the road of reality. It's not the road of fantasy. It's not the road of ideas. It's the road of reality. That's going to cost us. You cannot live in this life and you don't bear the cost. There's a cost. Life, we travels on that road. And that road will carry cost to it. There's a cost. You know, we have toll road.
Yeah.
If you're traveling on it, you're going to pay the toll.
One way or the other. Better. If you stop or you don't stop, it's coming in the mail.
That's right. You will pay the toll.
And if you don't pay, you're not renewing your registration.
So there is that reality. Not a fantasy, not a dream. And so, guys, as we look deeper and unpack this, the road of reality, what was the reality? This was reality. The guy was beaten, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Not a dream. He was attacked. He was beaten. He was stripped. He was left to dead. Mm-hmm. So fast forward it now back to the priest, the Levite. They knew that this is a costly intervention. Mm-hmm. And I beg to say, guys, they weren't willing to pay the price, the cost.
Yeah, they were operating in some type of fear.
Yeah,
they were operating in fear of missing out on what they were going to do,
uh-huh.
or maybe fear that they could become victimized.
Yeah.
Because the man who had fell among the thieves, obviously he had something worth stealing.
Yes.
The thieves came upon him. They stripped his clothes. Well, why'd they take his clothes? His clothes, I'm sure, value. Had value.
He's got value.
And they wound him, they depart, and they leave him half dead.
Yeah.
So they're in this area where it's possible the priest, the Levite, maybe that they feared that they would be victimized if they went that way, if they stayed in that area. So they went the other way. Maybe they had fear. If we get involved, then, you know, these people might say this or this might happen or...
Yeah.
Fear of not knowing what to do. Well, if I go over there and I see, what am I supposed to do? I don't feel adequate to be able to handle the situation. So they were operating in some type of fear, where the Good Samaritan, he was operating in compassion.
Yes.
When you're operating in compassion, you see with the eyes and the heart of Jesus, and you also realize it could be me.
Yes.
If it was me. Things like this, when they happen, this was unexpected. This happened to this man at an unexpected time. So we never know when the unexpected is going to happen to us. So wouldn't it be better to have some good seeds sowed out there that we're able to reap good later through somebody else when we need help in our time of need? You know, so this Samaritan, he was aware. He said, hey, this could be me. Let me treat him how I would want to be treated. Let me utilize the resources that I have been blessed with, the same resources that I may need in the future, somebody else to give on back to me. So he has an understanding also of sowing and reaping. When we sow good, we reap good. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.